Breath by Amoresu, read by Padaka. Fandom, fairy tales, specifically Rapunzel. Life outside the tower is nothing like she thought it would be. Although, push come to shove, she couldn't really say what she'd expected of life outside the tower, only that it would be outside. Outside had seemed so very romantic and wonderful back then. Now she was out, and all she wanted to do was find a new tower. Outside was full of people. She'd known that intellectually, but emotionally, she couldn't help but wonder at the sheer number of them. She couldn't help but wonder where they all came from and how they all lived so close to each other. And they all seemed to want to be with her all the time. She's never felt closed in before, but when she's surrounded by people in a crowd, it feels like all the air is leaving the room and she just can't find any. It feels like she imagines it would feel like to drown. She's half mad, hiding in the back of her closet, when he saves her. Again. Her wonderful prince. It's only the memory of how he saved her before that lets her crawl out from under the dresses and take his hand. Together, they sneak through the halls, her prince looking around corners and making sure they aren't seen. Eventually, they reach a long flight of stairs, curling up the inside of a tower, and she can feel her heart quicken in hope, and maybe a little fear. She doesn't want to be trapped again, even if she does miss her tower. He smiles at her when they reach the top and steps aside, letting her open the door. She takes a deep breath before opening the door, letting it go all at once when she sees what's in the room. It's her tower. Almost. It's not perfect, but it has her bed and her painting supplies and her books and her tapestry frame. There's even a little kitchen area by the fireplace. Standing in the middle of her room, she feels like she can breathe for the first time. After that, it's a mad dash to look at everything. It's not the same, but it's better because it's different. In the rush of it all, it takes her a minute to realize her prince isn't coming in. Instead, he's leaning against the door jamb, smiling. This is your place. No one may enter without your leave. And that makes her sit down on the bed. She wants to cry. Cry because he gets it. He understands. She can breathe, and her prince is giving her a sanctuary from the overwhelming world, and she's never been so happy. Smiling, she stands and walks over to the door. She kisses him softly. Thank you. He hugs her tight before walking back down the stairs. Tonight is for her. She'll organize her tower the way she wants, and she'll make herself some tea, and she'll sleep on her bed and just breathe. Tomorrow, she'll invite him in, and they'll spend the night talking and making love. But tonight is her own. The end. Reader's notes. Thank you to Amoresu for giving blanket permission to Podfic. This was recorded for the Awesome Ladies Anthology 2012. If you'd like to read this fic online, it can be found at hazyflights.livejournal.com/199061.html ?thread=54698455 T5469845. If you'd like to download this podfic, it can be found at padakaproductions.com. Thanks for listening.